Well, we were trying to do stuff probably since we were about 15 or 16, but we didn't really start playing out and until we were about 17 years old, seniors in high school. And that's when we got Timmy in the band. We had played a couple of shows, like at a high school, did a hall party, I think, before Timmy was the singer. And then I kind of talked to Timmy about being the singer in a band because I thought we really needed, you know, kind of a front person. I had been doing the singing behind drums, and Dean had been doing some singing, but he wasn't really interested in singing. And so Timmy was kind of like this, you know, also a friend of ours at the time, a good friend of ours. And I just talked to him about playing, and he agreed to sing in the band. And that was at the end of high school. The very end of high school. I remember at the hall party, a friend of ours, Tom Mitchell, sang some songs. Timmy sang a couple songs, and he wasn't really the full-time singer yet. And I think I sang some songs. It was all kind of mixed up. This was before we were the Denizens. We were calling ourselves the Masters of Deceit after the J. Edgar Hoover book. But we had actually this friend of ours painted this sign for us, the Masters of Deceit, and he spelled deceit wrong. So we were kind of like the Masters of Deceit or something like that. But the funny thing was that we didn't even notice it. I think someone pointed it out to us at one point.